Hallo Dinsel. Oh, ja. Dann kannst du damit dann sagen, oder was? Ja, das ist nicht ja, weil ich bin da, Chimbo, bei den Dauertabessungen, ne? Und ich kann sich sehen, ja, weil ich so doch Pusan, die Saben dann, Bella, Chinder, Jiran. Lonchen, Nella, Mumba, Taben, Deutsche, was ist ja da, die Tomen, Ninja, Dober, die Essen. Was das ist, um Banasien, geht, ne? Maransuji, Sanji, Chi, Number Tawaj, Jubala, Tomer, Sabantabitia, Nijimuchi, Patu, Kone Kondu, Peri, Jivala, Eni, Chulu, Dandawa, Nijimuchi. Tamar Sanji, Indudu, Sanji, Chi, Langanzu, Lonche, Jiwantia, Eni, Pri, Jibu, Mumba, Dandawitini, Tonta, Parsum, the Kajivata, Nijimuin, Sone, Tinisongdua. Yeah.
As the great Indian master, the Chandrakirti has stated, the importance of this compassion, which is important in every way, it says, important in the beginning, in the middling, and as well as in the final. So it is compassion. So therefore, the Chandrakirti has made a praise to compassion by expressing the importance of three times: beginning, middle, and the final. So in the beginning, compassion is like a like a seed that give rise to its sprouts. And in the middle, compassion is like a water that moistures the seeds and developed fruits and so on. And then in the final, then there's all the great compassion. It is through compassion that one is able to receive the teachings of the Buddhas. So one is able to utilize this immaculate teachings of the Buddha. It is also because of this compassion. It is the Buddha has given the teachings derived by his compassion. So therefore, compassion is important, beginning, in the middle, and final.
Yeah. 근데 먼저 라신 내릭 세용되었다. 라신 내릭이 니 전부터 라신 내릭다 말이 말이다 있나요? 이니 그게 티브침비식 세 세용되. 니 전부 라신을 찍고요래. 다만 라신 그릭 세벌집이 탑 그게 세용되어. 티브침비 점두째네 유숨 참여권에 심지어 삼절 미비. 동아대 텐도그 세와 에니 점루 주치네니 점루 넘버 타번 니 타번 제거 세두 야 니치무 텔레데기 요레 데네 리그 세브르 제발타 리기 디바 그게 다제 되야 또 니치무 시행은 도와 텐두 라제 내리도 말에 말이 되네 니치무티 에니 말아서 줄라 그게 세븐드 마손의 땀니 기회로도 탐지 지용한데 지용왕당 리버빵왕한테 가르쳐서 따뜻 당신 이렇게 제발했어. 연대 탐지 중호왕한테 리버 탐지 빵왕한테 가르쳐도 연대 탐지 중호왕한테 그게 인도한테 만들어 맞다도 맞는데 야호 쉬우지. 배 당신도 내 대비식 상제지 리기지. 대 여바 텔라테니 아니 말아서 줄라 산지기 연된 진이치 여바 테 탐진 종어론 거레스 텐디기 지 디랑신라 트마타니 마고바치니 남바라 다바치 대디 여바 인자 아니 디바 탐제데 테론 거레스 아니 리코라마 라진에리 시시엔 거요레 대디 연된 탐진 종어론 사게 지 텐디 야후지 여 인자 다데 지 등간주야 세바치니 Tei kanda taa nyingi chenpyo sabun chi tsukne, ene tei yaji tangi, kunei kundi yaji tangi ena, taa nyingi chenpyo rangyo li jie yungo re, tei chi jie yungo du, tepo chenpyo rik se se ne, rik sebi, se de tene jaga yo re. Tei rik seba yinpi taa ndo chi taa kasa she sunwa, renyi pa ma sunpo sunro jen tongpa yin na yang, ene pigi dungal ki nawa thong yung du, ene lu ji babi dung yang dangwa ndo wata, mingi ene chima shio ndo wata, tindi ki lunga ka tanyi chepar chen denpa ti yunga dung na, kansa ti ju la, ene tab chepar chen, nyi chimbo yo wata po tuku yo res, pe na tuwa yo pe ta ji me yo wata po tuku yo wata na je res, kata ti she sungwa. The inbuyan Ganasu be number Sanji Vitini, Juba Silva Mavis, she won't do it. Took that Ninjil took the Giori. What that Tibuchim Rig says, say at the Ninji Chimbuza took the Giori, and you can get Ninjil and Beton Chin, Dots, Yamru Sadini, Ninji Tochin, and Piggy Yamru Sagini, who is there.
So, speaking about the nature or the Buddha nature, although this compassion is not a Buddha nature, however, it is the compassion that actually cleanse the Mahayana nature, it says. So, whether or not that once Mahayana nature is cleansed or pacified, it depends upon whether or not individual has generated great compassion within oneself. So therefore, we talked about this earlier in the previous teachings about when one is engaging in the practice of taking refuge in individuals. One's practice of taking refuge in individuals must be completed upon the carrying out the three stages of cause and so on, by reflecting one's mind upon the suffering of all sentient beings and having a genuine wish to overcoming the suffering of all other sentient beings. This is the main cause to become one's taking refuge as a practice taking refuge in rituals and a Mahayana way. So then also the stains of what the pollutants of one's nature, again it says, to purify the pollutants of one's nature, again, the great compassion is the one of the main source or the main powerful factor that cleanse the pollutants of the one's nature. Although there are many other factors that cleanse, you know, the pollutants of one's nature, the compassion is the principal one. So therefore, its generation of great compassion is very important. And so then also it is through this generation of great compassion, then one actually establishes the field upon which all those, the crops of the virtue can be grown. And so, without, you know, cultivation of these compassions, regardless of how much, you know, wonderful, you know, foundations or the basis that one may have, but this will not serve as a basis for a limitless growth of virtuous crops. So therefore, compassion is the only one that serves as a basis upon which the limitless virtuous crops can be grown. And so then in a similar way, when we talk about all the qualities, possibility of achieving all the qualities, the quality that is achieved by the Buddhas in the past, can be, you know, possibility of achieving by any all sentient beings. So again, it is based upon this having a primordial nature, or the innate nature that exists within oneself, which is known as a Buddha nature. So it is because of this, one can expect, you know, all the quality, possibility of accomplishing those enlightened qualities of all beings, all the Buddhas. Because, and then because it is because possibility of eliminating all the stains and afflictions of one's mind, because one's nature of one's mind, which is the Buddha nature, is untainted or unsoiled by those afflictions, regardless of how powerful those afflictions may be. So long as one's nature of one's mind is concerned, it is unsoiled. It is just covered by the negativities, and therefore one can. there's a possibility of eliminating entire, afflictions of mind, and so therefore, again, this can be done again on the basis of cultivating compassion here. Again, the compassion plays a key role for eliminating all this and clearing one's, Mahayana nature. And so, as we talked during the reading our previous, teachings about the signs, the physical signs of the individual whose Mahayana nature is cleansed through their physical, signs, just mere reflecting their mind upon the sentient beings, the suffering nature of sentient beings, regardless of who they are. They may be your loved ones, maybe your enemy, maybe a neutral. As long as you look at this without putting in any efforts, you naturally have, the tears are rolling down the cheeks and the pores of your, the hairs are standing up from your bodies and so on. And that is a proof positive of cleansed, you have cleansed your, mind and nature. That's what it says. And just as by the the reasoning of smoke can prove the existence of fire at that particular place, in the same manner, one can prove that such individual has cleansed his mind at Mahayana nature by, taking a reasoning of his or her physical signs.
Yeah. Tati gom sengwa di nganzu kasang tati chama shindengi nana songwa duwa. Kowan tami dungar ji zunga ran na, tenji jangwe pama nam tena daas. Chagdang paane esi, jinsen tang ninji gom si. Jamba jimitu che ne ninji ngandu sho si. Rangsam jangyatu manjo ninji ngandu zunga. Jamba jimitu che ne ninji ngandu zunga sengwa ju. Ninji, Sumjian Thamjia Lamibi, Ninji di Jambi Ji Majiwa Ji Ne. Tengji Jiang Di Margan Thamjia, Ta Dungal Ki Zora Nana Chu Di Yor, Ta Diji Dungal Tili Taro Chi Na Ji Marunga Sam Ne. Anin Rodu Di Du Gangal Do Do, Tensu Chi, Tensu Tang. Di Bi Yani Yandu Ta Gom Se Du Gomba Ni Gomba Was. Yani Yandu Sim Tili Ndiwa Chi So Na Gomba Re. Ngāzu chādā mōsōng lābē gōm chē tāne, ndī chē tāne, kō lāṃsāng lāṃsāng gōndu chūrī yōng kōrī mbētū tāne chē gō yōma, tē gōm tī chē tāwī pīkī jēn jirī wā. Tē nā jē gēwē chō, nīñjī chōmū rō yī na, nīñjī lābē gōm tī chē, nīñjī mā jī wē chē nē, gādū yī na, nīñjī yā sē tām nē, tēn sō chē tē gā yī na, yō nē nīñjī chē rī chē rī, nū wā chē rī chē rī rō yō rī, tē yā chē rī chē rī rō na, kō Jiangzhuge sem ge nianlian jian, Jiangzhuge sem nguo lan zhuge yuo le, Jiangzhuge sem guang ne guang du pen zhe du, nanbo tong jin jian mi yi xi nguo lan zhuge yuo le. Jie zha, yin zhu ji ri, rang xian ne yu da ma li da, ta yin zhu ji ri la ya qiu sa ri wa. Ti du, tar xin du bi ge nam jian nguo lan zhuge jiang gen ge, yin de yuan ten ji la ta, yin zhu ji ri xie ge yuo du, yin zhu di mene ya, yong ne Jiangzhuge sem nguo lan zhuge, ten ne ya ya jian ne, Pigi nama tan shen bi xin nguol nro xe ge yorwa. Yin yu ji ri la xa xo xe xe re. Di yin da yin yu ji ri di ngan tu tan tan yu gom xe gen duwa. Di, ya.
So, we have talked this about during our teachings of Guha Samaja on the beginning of the Guha Samaja, we talked about this four mindfulness, the verse of four mindfulness, where it says, within the prisons suffering of the prisons of cyclic existence, suffering, you know, prisons of cyclic existence. Mothers at once kind, you know, parents are vendor within this existence. And so therefore, one must try to abandon attachment and aversion, but rather contemplate on the kindness of those beings and maintain one's compassion and extend one's compassion towards those sentient, those beings. So what it says is like, you know, when looking at those sentient beings within this, within the samsara or the prison of the samsara, who are undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings. So now when you, by reflecting upon one's mind, upon those beings and then their sufferings, and one, you know, abandons without any attachment and aversion, one must think about their kindness and think about the repaying the kindness of those sentient beings. And so it is through the meditation on compassion, which is having a wish to overcome the suffering of all sentient beings who are trapped within this samsara, within this prison of the samsara, and you have, you know, genuine wish to overcoming of those sentient beings, and this is that, you know, compassion that you are generating, and the compassion that you have generated generated within oneself, one then try to you know sustain this compassion by meditating upon this compassion again and time and again, because it is through when we talk of meditations, meditation is familiarizing, something that is familiarizing with one's mind. And as you familiarize whatever the object or nature of one's mind or whatever it is, as long as you are trying to familiarize with one's mind, and then this will you know naturally you know become you know a part of one's memory. Part of one's memory, then this will always, you know, effortlessly, you know, when you, as long as soon as you have an instinct of reflecting one's mind upon this particular mind, then it will instantly come into us, and we'll be able to generate within one's mind. So it is true, again, it will happen, it is a constant familiarization with this particular mind. Just as the attachment and aversion and an ignorance that arises within us, within our mind, effortlessly, it is because of familiarization with us. We are very much familiarized with those mental states, you know, aversion, attachment, and ignorance. And without putting an effort, it arises naturally within us. So in the same way, if we were to make an effort to meditate upon the compassion, then then eventually the compassion will become a part of our mind. And then gradually the compassion that we have generated will develop, and then this will you know, become a substantial cause for giving rise to bodhicitta. And then gradually, not only this will become bodhicitta, but gradually then the very bodhicitta that you have accomplished will be and then, you know, transformed into the omniscient mind. And omniscient mind. So, however, this compassion is not you could say it's not you know, Buddha nature, but one could say this is a developable Buddha nature. So therefore, right from now, you are able to, when you know those, and that you are able to understand, you are able to meditate upon the developable Buddha nature.
Yeah. Tātī nē rāngshī nē rīg sēyōng tī ngā tū pīkī gāshā tēntū pū jē tsam jī ānī tōng pā nyē. Chē nāng jī tēnī pīkī tā nē lūng tā tū pā. Tēn tāng pī nē lūng tā tū pā. Jē tā nē lūng lā māng pū tā yuā tī nā tī nā nī pīkī gāshā tēntū pū jē tsam rāng kā tsēnyī tū pā, rāng kā nī tū pā, rāngshī jī tū pā tēntī kā tsam jī. 동보 메가 다 드니 지르 간주 은네 비게 장신 내리스 시행 거요레 뜻이 원도 고에 가고 요런데 뭐 돈다 마무 쉬우지 뭐 직전에 빼다 돈 마무 진 뭐 시행 요레 고 가고 요레 대야 시 최 탐지했던 거 동번 이대 장신 내리 집에서는 대력이 요 말에 동시 최진데 가사가 줄이 요거를 마도 칠로그 추역 있던 게 동번이 라지 내리 차고 말 동번이 대해서 동 라지 내리 차고 요 말에 다 유지 뒤에 추 지금 본소 대게 있던 게 동이 대 라지 내리 대회에서는 대래게 요 말에 시비 있던 게 동이 그 고구요래 시바에 때네 왕킹아 이지 시바지 두고요 대게 관계 있던 게 동이 대 라지 내리 차고 대회에서는 대차게 요 말에 왕봉아 그 왕히트스 토그 동반이티 라진네리 레리오 말에 팀메레비 김생 가르스나 디리기 왕비 시바티지티 베 토모 메바니 줌마 시바치니 베 용어댕게 드니 말에 코 준체 신로디 준체 에니지 온디 양 코스 레임 요레 니 쿤로디 가신 가지 바 준체 로 요레 양 니 세리 레임 요레 딘디 마임 바치니 베 토모 메바니 yun ma che ne yunga deng nge shiba chi gu yor, kui tong shi shue chen de. Enne tamayan yun ya sanje ki sali yan doi jang nge, enne sem. Tene zi gu gu yo yin za ta tele duba yi jin nam hi ma tong rasa zan ni yo ma, te du duba yi jin nam hi ki ten ge ta tong ba nye, chu nye, ran shi ne ri, o ta tene sen di, ten ge chu nye te la, tong nye te la ta, ran shi ne ri sen. That thing and the pre dubjected in it, Tima Mambu, which could wall up a name jenny. And the Koran Ranjin was our in a tea with the same matur jenny, that day the Yorwa. Things and under tea dubjected it were Gully Jab Jenny bit. And the Dubja Ranjin Nedic the Rang Luyul Chuba, you go your ta. The Rang is same gay. Rang sem getting a chuni tobacco go yard. Don't that there was a tail, tail go yard. That mumbush which my share in my water and motto called Lila Mundua. Yeah.
So, speaking of Buddha nature itself, Ranjin Nirik, that's in Tibetan, which literally means the naturally abiding nature, says. So it is a form of emptiness. It is the emptiness, and emptiness which is established by negating its object of negation, which is true existence. It's being negated. It is mere negation of true existence, which is lack of true existence of the mind. Is said to be a Buddha nature, which is the emptiness of one's mind. And so this is also known as Nilu Tartu, which is the ultimate mode of existence. Ultimate mode of existence. So here, again, when we talk about this, object of negation, and there are many forms of object of negations. There are many ways in which that actually refutes their refutations, and there are examples and meanings, and as well there's a numberless syllogistic system to prove the non-intrinsic existence and so on and so forth. But if this is not very easy to understand, so therefore one needs to go through take more time to spend more time to study upon, then we'll be able to understand those. So however, the main thing here is, although it is difficult to understand, but main thing here is to, it is important to understand when we talk about Buddha nature, which is the emptiness of one's own mind. We're not although there are emptiness exists within each and every phenomenon. And those emptiness are not said to be naturally abiding nature. And so, And also, it must be, it says, it must be the emptiness of the of continuum of the one person, it says, of the person, it says. So again here, the continuum of emptiness of the continuum of all persons, of all the emptiness will not become a Buddha nature or naturally abiding nature. for instance, the emptiness of psychophysical aggregate of the continuum of the individual is said to be not a Buddha nature. And so, and then also the emptiness that exists within the sense, five sense consciousness, are also said to be not a Buddha nature. So now, why those are not a Buddha nature? Why are those, you know, emptiness of those consciousness are not Buddha nature? Why those consciousness are the basis of the Buddha nature? So here the reason is because the basis must be, you know, must be come into existence from the beginningless time, and it goes all the way to the state of enlightenment. In the same way, the emptiness of this particular basis again must be primordially exist. It must from the beginningless time. It exists from the beginningless time, and then finally it can go to the state of enlightenment as well. So this is what we need. You know, this is how we can define the Buddha nature and the basis of Buddha nature. And so here, when we talk about this, you know, sense consciousness, our sense consciousness are is not the beginningless. So we have the sense consciousness at this particular moment. When we pass away, then the continuum of the sense consciousness will be seized. As the continuum of the sense consciousness is seized, is the basis, then emptiness of this will be seized as well. So therefore, this will not become a basis of Buddha nature, and the emptiness upon which exists within that is not a Buddha nature. So therefore, emptiness of the sixth mind, which is the mental consciousness, is said to be the Buddha nature, and which is again totally covered by the thick layers of the afflictions. And so therefore we need to make an effort to find a skillful means how to peel off those the thick layers of the afflictions of those Buddha natures. So so therefore we are making an effort to whatever the practice that we are doing is, now we are trying to meditate upon the emptiness as the most profound meditation emptiness and emptiness of one's own mind. And the realization of emptiness of one's own mind is said to be profound among all.
Yeah, that is causing under TGCB, Tene, that there is even Nimbo. And then now, number two, Gone, Tenla Penny, Shame, your Tikazan, Dotten Tetsi, my Shivari, Koya, Jesse, Chini, and your Shame, your. The Tendigiton number two ti karisena kanshinan detati move tontanse yu tontan jebu tontan leji tontan lembi tontan jubi tontan neke ki rub to chevi tontan kundun jovi tontan munjuri tontan yere maybe tontin tatun chibutri tinan kazing as a move tonti in a piggy. Yijinji nobu dan, eni namka dan, eni chu dan beji eni katiji shu tsari. Da dini ma, ngandu, eni juyu tundi, da jeshi do shu na, mamu shu tu sama, de shu na samgudu ya.
So, we talked about the 10 features of the 10 category of this Rajaniric, which is the Buddha nature. And so yesterday, we went through a briefing about those. And so now it comes the elaboration of those 10 features or the 10 categories of the Ranjini or the Buddha nature. And we talked about this, the first it comes among the 10 that comes the nature of this is Buddha, you know, naturally abiding nature itself. It talks about the nature. So we talked about that yesterday by setting examples of the space and by setting example of space. And so now here today we are going through the second feature, which is the cause. Again, there are, you know, examples and the meaning of that examples and so on. And there are many, you know, it is you know, extensively elaborated, but we will not go through this, all those, you know, explanations, but we'll try to touch a little bit of all.
Yeah. Chula Kondo Data Tom Kovi Dumer Jin Jigdan Simchen Ton La Tumeni Dochin Mitig Nyan Tutam Ranjon Namji Dim Nam Jesse Tony Tishibi Nimbu Tavji Chayun Su Zobi Tsuji Tom Menubi Divata Dembese Tishibi Nimbu to menu kengita jiba dan dembi sumje riksum yorese dembi sumje ne namba sumte seba tondu nyewe kanza ta shiva tondu nyewe kanza ta teni ombar mende be kanza ko seba tondu nyewe kanza la ya namba ni te tarbe lamta shende ne taba meto se Tabal Kuvandeng, Taba Meto, Tabal Kuvandevatan, Taba Yobatam Kilenjang, Telejevji Chobe, Losichen, Kuvam Bashi, Tondu Nyashin, Nyangalendeva, Tondu, and Tonyan Mebi, Chundi Kanza, and the Piggy, that number Sanjibi, and the Tsuji, that Tsurumji Labatam. Pigamlin Chi Rungu Yorda Yinaya, Da maybe Tawa Rabatsamian, and Piggy Nyamlin Chi Matum King and Norons Majuachini, Chi Yores and Ta, the Sibaton de Neva Singendeleta, Nijaje Tuche. Tibon Mambi de Nola Shen Nesa Tibon Chimbe de Nola Yabji Sanji Kamain no She. Tiba chenpe tenno la kuwa debi kuwa ne, tiba chenpe chue la dami, nema pompe ta cheta mawa tendi tiba chenpe sanji ka marise tenge tendi yora, o tsu chante ese ne, tiba chenpe chue la dama ne, nyeba tuwa ta nyeba mambu yore sen tere. Taka na jenge, shiwa tondu nyeba yena ya, ta, ti, Kanza Riksumbo or Shiva Tundinya sing a teacher. Shiva Tunyatum, you are done in a young, called Sanjay Sally and Rumo Tokachi. Ta Tindi Tinichi, dear Shibuji Tonyachimu Meding it, Sibaya Tundi Minyaka, Tatindi Nadingi, Tabatunya, Puget Sanjay Chula at the Majinkan, Kanza Riksum, you are soon to ya.
So, and then again the explanation of the sublime continuum, the explanation of the root text of the sublime continuum, which says there are three beings, it says, who are unable to ascertain or understand properly about this Tathagata Garbha, which is a distinction of Ningbo. And there are three categories of the of people. And the first is this Sipa Dunyar, who is merely, you know, focuses only on, you know, who wishes for only existence, it says. Existence here, and then next is who wishes to have peace. and then who has no aspiration for both, nor as a peace, nor existence, which is mundane excellences and all, who has no interest of achieving anything. So there are three categories. And so with regard to the first category, again, there are two different individuals. It says one who had totally reject of liberations, rejection of liberations. And one may accept liberations, but whose activity is totally focusing on their mundane excellences, who is not really putting an effort to attain liberations or the mokshas, and who has no understanding of even a slightest understanding of what we call the gross level of the selflessness or the emptiness and so on, and who is totally unsuitable vessel for receiving the teachings of selflessness, and which is again the root cause of this root cause of samsara. And the next who wishes to achieve only a peaceful state, which is referring to the Hanyan practitioners, the lower vehicle, the practitioner of the lower vehicles, who not only that practices the lower vehicle and wishes only for the peaceful state, but also who rejects the Mahayana teachings or the Dharma being a teachings of the Buddha. So it's a rejection of the Mahayana Dharma as a Buddha's teaching. And then the third individual who has no longing to attain liberations, and who is neither again longing to have a mundane excellences or the fortunate rebirth and so on, who has no aspiration to attain anything. So there are three different categories.
Yeah. Tīgāla sīmjīn tamche dungā tā trewa tī dāgī jāwō ñambī tā lāsīm namdā. Ñambī lāsīm lābī sāmbā tīmbū jāmbī nīcī chīmbū namsū yobī shērīs. Lāsīm namdā kā jāmbī sīmjīn sīmjīn tamche dungā tā trewa ngē chīgī, dīwā tā tīmbā ngē chīgī yīn sīnī tīndī kā jāmbī tā pīgī Simchen Thamche Minibi Nyandi La Ngundu Ku Samba Thangang Ka Nyi Chimu Tishyag Yorwa. Wadda Jibu Tila Ta Rig Nambar Taache Ka Jujiye Sene Tishyag Duya.
So according to the explanation of the Sabram Continuum, it says there are four types of the cause, or the nature of the causes that enables to, pacifying the Mahayana nature, pacification of Mahayana natures, which causes the pacifying the Mahayana natures and cleansing the Mahayana natures. And so the four factors or the four causes here are: the first is who has a genuine faith and devotion, faith and belief in the cause and effect of the Mahayana. So here, cause and effect in the is Mahayana here referring to the the instructions of the course and the six causes and one result, which is the generation of bodhicitta, or it is referring to this cause and effect. And this is a genuine faith, to have a genuine faith to this cause and effect. And then on top of that, then the another cause is the higher trainings of the wisdom, which understand the emptiness. And then this again, the third cause is to the high trainings of the samadhi or the concentrations. And then the fourth one is the resolute intention. It is just focusing on all sentient beings that I myself will be the cause for overcoming the suffering of all other sentient beings. At this very, you know, intention that you have will then, precede the next moment to a generation of great compassion, which will then lead oneself to the generation of bodhicitta. Yeah. So those are the four main causes.
딘전디 Zobar gombin dribi sanji ji, sanji gongcho oche. Ti, ini latteni da gholam ji denpa nipo ti, chu gongcho oche ne. Ti, tsujin tu dribi, ini babi gendun da, jangju samba, jangba tsu che ne. Tiba chenbi gongcho sumla ya, ni taba ne, ini dodo mebi teba, shuk tabo chi yo na. Ti, in dunba shuk tabo chanyan goresi. That tindigi be tiba chenbi sanji te da chue da gendun te rangi julun drurung re. Tiba chenbi rigi yo de yansa ten drurung go yo re. Ten drurung yansa telan dumba shuta aji yungwa te sui tamba re se na ya gongcho suna tebi teba teka chan yungba re se. Chani karche gare se na yana teba che gare se. Tiba chenbi sanji te chue gendun tu su xie ya tu su be nyen amcho su su chen nyen che ne. Tewa jia qingpu jie ni, eni tuanxiong ku xerwa yahu jie. Eni tuanxiong ku xerwa yahu jie su na, ti tuandala bi samjung tang ni, samjung ku xerwa jie. Ti tangla tini eni gom ni. Gom ni ta, eni tiba qingpu tini go den tang lam den rangi ju lang ngontu ju na, lam den ngontu ju su na, ta rangju ji semku tangi chu ni, ngonsum tu to ni ta, tongpan ki nyenpu tar tu bat rangi ju li jie yong re. O tini jene, ane, tuesam gongsum jene, ane, tiba jembe lamlan jugne, ane, sanji kumbha dhugure sungundu ya.
So, among the four causes of pacifying one's Mahayana nature, the faith comes the first. Because the faith is the key factor for development of one's spiritual practice in general, and particularly the Mahayana practices, it is like a mother which gives rise to the birth to its child, and it is the basis upon which one can build other phenomena. So therefore, faith actually serves as a basis for the growth of all one's spiritual development. And so here it says, for the Mahayana practitioners, when we first take refuge in three jewels, and once taking refuge in three jewels must be based upon having a genuine faith in three jewels by reflecting upon the individually of those three jewels. Buddha, being who is totally, who has gained the state of complete enlightenment, and then Dharma, being which is the entity of cessation form, all those afflictions and sufferings, And then Sangha, being who is actually engaging in the practice of accomplishment of this Buddhahood, which is referring to the individual who have achieved the path or the path, and here particularly referring to the path of Bodhisattva. And so those are the direct, you know, first, this is how one must identify the three jewels, what is meant by three jewels. And so then it is because of when you have identified those three jewels individually, based on cultivation of a genuine faith, and then this will enables you to have a strong wish to achieve that within yourself, and will enables you to see the possibility of accomplishing these three jewels within yourself. And and it is because of this, then you will, one will then forced to, you know, receive the extensive teachings from the gurus. And it says, then it is through receiving of this so extensive teachings, and then one will then be able to cultivate or to generate what we call the wisdom derived from listening. And this will then lead to the contemplations, whatever the teaching that you may have received, and you have contemplated on the meaning of those teachings. And then by the constant contemplation of the meaning of those teachings will then enable you to generate the wisdom of derived from derived from contemplations. And then this will lead you to meditation, the deep meditation or the extensive meditation on the path. And so as a result, then one will able to achieve the actual path, the true path of the Mahayana, and which is then said that one have generated the wisdom derived from meditations, and that wisdom, which is the path of Mahayana path, will then lead you yourself to the complete state of enlightenment.
Yeah. Mewa jia qianbu hun tu tang de si ta mewa jia qianbu teba yinba. Ti ji su ni ji qianbu yang tang yang tu gombe jiang xiu ji sim jie de si. Tene tiba qianbu tumu ma yinbi xin ei sen wang du. Nang su jiang xiu lewe jiwa na xie na xin ki. Ene jiang xiu ji sim xin ei gombe jia wang tumu ma yinba ta ti xie gan duwa. Pa jie ti yin du san wang du. E kan di si gombe gwa li se du. Ene zangwa la sobe pardu shimba nambar tabin dribi zhe se di sanje ji ta gu zhi mendo o di toban jugu re se ne. Dordu na, tindi yinza deda la gyu shi joba yin no sa ya.
So it says in brief, having generated a genuine the faith and the devotion to the cause and effect, that cause and effect that we talked about earlier, which is the six causes and one result that we find in the instructions of the body development of bodhicitta. And so then with this, then will cultivates this compassion, a great compassion, it says. And it is through the perfection of one's compassion, great compassion, will then lead oneself to the generation of bodhicitta. And so here it says, then this bodhicitta, the contemplation or the meditation of this bodhicitta is said to be a exclusive method for achieving calm abiding or the tranquil abiding as well. as we find in the 8th chapters of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, it is the exclusive Mahayana practice of achieving calm abiding. In the 8th chapter, it says, first, one need to meditate upon the equanimity and so on. So we find all the instructions in this 8th chapter, how one can actually generate true generation of bodhicitta, meditation of bodhicitta, how one can actually achieve this tranquil abiding. And it is through this, then it says, all these advantages, you know, stains, advantages, stains, or the afflictions are cleansed. And as a result of cleansing all those advantageous afflictions, then one will be able to accomplish the four kayas, or the four Buddha bodies. So therefore, it is called cause for cleansing one's Mahayana nature.
Yeah. Dambutela Julamale Tsang Da Detan Tanyi Ki Yenden Poru Shimban Jese Tatin Dordini Tengondi Chuji Kula Ine Shinju Lo Namba Shile Toba Yi Nyingbo Rabti Chewa Nyi Chie Sung Su Tuanne Tiba Chimbi Chuela Mueba La Soba Sobi Tijin Shevi Kham Nambar Taba Tabar Chevi Jujibu Se Tanda Jujibu Ngandu She Tsazinba Jujibu Teda Kin Jibu Ne Ndol Duna Sanji Ji Chukul La Tuti Shinchu Lo Nambar Jili Dobar Chevi Nyembu Chinchu Maloba Ji Pambi Se Tsangwa Da Tamba Dewa Taba Niji Yuan Tenji, Tartupi Rabdu Chevin Jebu, number Jes, the Sanji Gita, say Tendi Yuan Tenji Bote, Ne Jebu Res, Jebu number Jin. On a Shinju Loji, De Kain Yamna, Kain Shena, Saji Nevelembe Pumbe, Kunzuki Dolula, Debe Shinju Lo, number Jetes. Tantambi dolu da kunzubku dolu sengondu, saji nyelenji pombi kunzubji dolu, la tuyebi shinju lo jivone, nyelenbi pombo ngabondi metaba, la tako nyembi ndushi shinju lo dan. Du ngawala dewa wo nyembi ndukhi shinju lo. Da meba la dako nyembi ndukhi shinju lo. Mesangola tsango nyembi ndushi shinju lo namso sene. Ini pergi taja ke juzi boleh tanya sanji ji cukup la sobe, sini malu bersih itu terjadi. Tela jumkeng ke ini sini lo bersih itu panjang je ni, tak panjang je ni macam ni semua ya.
So, it says this is the four erroneous thought. It says four erroneous thought that obstruct us from achieving the path that leads to complete state of enlightenment. In other words, the four kayas, or the four enlightened bodies. And so here, so it says, first, having been identified all the four causes that cleanses one's, you know, Mahayana nature, and then one need to identify and recognize those four erroneous thoughts or the erroneous belief or erroneous belief and which is the obstructions for achievement of one's enlightenment, and then by reversing this erroneous belief and having a correct understanding of those with regard to those four objects, then one eventually gain the state of the path which will then lead oneself to the achievement of these four kayas. So here, it says for erroneous belief, there are two different ways in which that we, cultivate or we generate this erroneous belief or erroneous thoughts with regard to the conventional phenomena and as well as the ultimate phenomena. So with regard to the conventional phenomena, talking about one's own physical aggregate, by looking at oneself, one's body or physical body, as in nature it is impure, but one look at this as a pure, one grasp onto it as a, one cling onto it as a pure, and have understanding, perceive this as a pure, and then also in nature it is selfless. It is a selfless, but one look at it as if it has it has a true self. That is the erroneous belief, and then it is whatever the experience that we have in the mundane experience are always suffering, but we look at this as a blissful experiences, and then looking at this as a permanent. And those are the four erroneous beliefs. So it is through the, through the elimination of those erroneous beliefs, as you eliminate those first four erroneous beliefs, then one will have a perfect realization of those, perfect realization with regard to this conventional aggregate, conventional phenomena, which will then be able to lead yourself to the achievement of the path. And then as a result, will lead oneself to the state of four kayas.
Yeah. That under Shuya Gitani, Dunga Dembi Tani Puri Kunzubji, Dolula Tuani, Loshu Jivati, Ani Puri Shemi Mabu Tawala, Dunga Dembi Nelu Puri Chamut Tawuya Mare, Mata Dunga Tunga Dame Sene Rabba Jivati Tawani, Zendangusung,
eradicate this four erroneous thoughts or the mistaken thought, in other words. It is not necessary that one need to realize the subtle level of emptiness or subtle levels of suchness or the mode of existence of this. And it can be eradicated by understanding the gross level of mode of existence of those things. It is by realizing emptiness, suffering, impermanent, and impure will lead oneself, will actually overcome or eradicate this four erroneous belief or four mistaken thoughts. And so so this is, again, the four erroneous thoughts with regard to the conventional phenomena. And again here, with regard to the ultimate phenomena, here not only just you have seen this aggregate as a pure self and so on, but again you look at this nature of this this existence itself as a true existence and exist by the virtue of its own characteristic and intrinsic existence and so on. So this is said to be, again, the mistaken thoughts or the erroneous thought with regard to the ultimate phenomena.
Yeah, tan namja jiva leji tunla rita dambi lengu shivani jilama les. Dunga yinjung shitup pari, dunta mumbi lechen nus. She endotani, tini jeban chevala. Tatundi Dula jover manjurisha, nyangan dela dubata. Dwanyir mumba mever jurisi. Tajundi tunda karisena, simjan tamche ji jula. Tishishibi zhig yote isi. Kundu mumbi loba ni tu ngebi. Simchenji pumbi dhubi. Ani tiba chimbi chula dhami simchen namla yang. Da tiba chimbi chula kuwad. Tiba chimbi chula tini be gyabji shao dengengi. Be simchen ngansung nyewe nalne dengen. Tini chimba yina yang. Ti jula. Koshiki yores, devashibi nyimbuti yote yores, ta yobi jimsen kare yose na, ngasongu dunga ki nyeming tohne, ngasongu dunga li yinchonga chiga, kunzu jil ki isiki yores, ti, dunga li yinchonga ni tili tando chi kye yonga, ti kwe jila devashibi riki yobi ta chiga yores. Nyawalin dene tabi deba tumdo kutene taba tonyeji lojiga jisige yore. Deya, deji shebin kam deva shebin himbo yobo dele dene kujuli jige yore. Deyinza, loba nyetu ngebi simjian sedu negab jigla ko pige rikki yonden deji eti demarunga jene kora ma nyawala soba tene doji amma to dene ene Tishishibi yonden kangan yomur wanduwa tindi tawanyin chadi yomaris. Tindi yinza penyon tongwe ter donyil tang mumbam jiba kesi rik meba yinna ta kujul tene. Tawatamchenbi penyon tongwe ter donyil jiba misiri kowe dungan tongwe terle juwa jiba ter tando gulu jiba misibashi gwarda yinna ya. Masong de ding simjian de ji ju le tin di ji ge yo de ji yo de jim sen ka le se na ku ju la de shi bi nim bu ye bi da ji den ge yo le se se du ya
so it's there are you know this Buddha nature is said to be abides or exists within the within all sentient beings and even the individual who is actually turned away from the Dharma, that of Mahayana Dharma, and in fact who raised serious criticism with regard to the Mahayana Dharma, and also someone who has totally taken a rebirth within the law realms, such as hell realm and so on, and so regardless of what their circumstances, what kind of circumstances they may have at this for the time being, and so long as existence of this Buddha nature is concerned, and all of those sentient beings possess this Buddha nature, and the reason for that is because even individual who have taken rebirth in the hell realms. And it is possibility such a person can have as, can generate a genuine wish to free from this existence, that hell existence, and long to achieve liberations. It is possibility. So this kind of mental quality arises within them is because they have this Tathagata Garbha within them. It is because of that then such individual can cultivate generate a revulsion against their particular existence, the respective existence such as hell and so on. And so although at the time being such an individual who is totally blinded by their their erroneous belief or their mistaken thoughts. And it is not to say they are this mistaken thought will exist within them for forever. And it is not to say that such an individual is not possible to achieve renunciations, which is the wish to achieve liberations, and even to the state of the Buddhahood. So it is because they possess this Buddha nature within them.
Yeah, Papa Pinting in Dolis. Jum then the Gatti Tishibi Nimbu Machina Nisse. Sengenia over the Yula Tishibi Nimbu Mabinane Dumalaya Jewer Majurna. Yamelin Devala Dubatan Dumbatan Tondunyawa Tan Mumbai and Mabin Jurus. And in Yawa Tisujula Yamelin Dendu Dumali Tanduk Luigi Tugumari. And the people who are living in the world are living in the world. And the people who are living in the world are living in the world. The people who are living in the world are living in the world.
And again, the sutra, one of the sutra taught by the Buddha himself, it says, it is because of, existence of this Tathagatagarbha within the sentient beings, within all sentient beings, and then it is possibility of all sentient beings, regardless of where they have taken a rebirth and what their current situation may be, they are eventually, to be able to gain the state of liberation and state of enlightenment, because it says. There won't be sentient beings, and who eventually not long to achieve liberations or the nirvana, and there won't be a sentient beings who will not have the devotions or the faith to the dharma, and there won't be an individual who have no desire to achieve the path of Mahayana path and so on. So it is because they possess this Tathagatagarbha within them, regardless of their current situation.
Yeah. Ini dole tine tome gyurjan tama tandem baase rangin ji ta tabi chujen ni tome bubji Sidu Mantonte, Chete Seki Zuni, and the Diva Jinensene. Marasu Simjengi Semdam, T. Toma Mevane, Jam, Tedjiji Tumanibuti, Toma Yoribes and Toma Yomars, Tome Jujans, Tamatan, the Basin in Tamatella, and the Semranjinji Tabati, Ko Betachimushiwiti Yoba Inza. Liberty to Mantata Tane. Any pre qua matungu patu co Sanjigit and intellectual and Jew Yunguyota Tabi Chichinji Rig Ranjinji number Tabi Tejini Sinja Tanji Jula any Toma Mevani Yujan Liberty to me Taneta Ranjin number Tabas and Liberty to me Tabajin Tabani Denji. Moniku, Toyondu, Chimalaban, Tamenga Chayongoyorua. Timati Jelly Chiman Tayevachi. Timan number Tabit Taja, any Rajin number Tabatel Taco, do it out in the Deng Tabich Chadegor or Tinisonduya.
So then also, in the sutra, it says, this afflictions of one's mind. Which pollutes one's Buddha nature is also a beginningless. It exists within us, beginningless. However, it has an end. It is not an endless. So, therefore, those afflictions are known as Lobhavidhima, which is the advantages. They can be, those are the removable, they can removed from one's mind. And although those are, you know, beginningless, but it is not endless. There is a time that can be ended at when you eliminate all those, you know, advantages, you know, afflictions, then your Buddha nature will manifest. And so, when and again, that whereas the Buddha nature, the primordially, you know, existing or the naturally existing Buddha nature is said to be beginningless, and also it is endless. And its nature is said to be uncompounded phenomena. And so therefore, it has no ceasing, and it has no ending, and it has no beginning. So therefore, we talked about, you know, naturally natural, perfectly pure nature body, one is. And then one is a nature truth body with the pure form advantageous stains. So we talked about those two.
Yeah. Tatini namja ngawa dhembi tun tini tashiwala julamale gyazu chi jin pami ti yunten rinche mize ni yeme yunten tan dhembi ngu nishir mami jins. Chi son tuni tishi chibi nyingbu tini gyu yunten patu mebata dhendi rumbu chi tan drewe yunten mize ban jongwe ne yinbi shir pe na gyazu chenbu jin nuwasi. Tate chujian, leo shibi ta nyingbu chujian, njebi yunten tanga dhamba yinti, yer mebi yunten jongwe, gyu tanga dhershin, dhembi ngu nyi yinbi shirs. Yunten lupi padu meba, iwa shinan tayiba, mu meba tini chik, yini ku jongwe tini, gyu tanga dhamba yinti, ta titan dheni yunten tiki dhiyores. Jibar shiba la gyu yunten tang densu ni gyu lama li. Chuku jewi yixi tang shesho son tun ni tibu chenpi chu la mu bi tishi chibi rik nambar tashi chi gyu yinti. Ti tzawar machi bari tibu chenpi ta shila nyi tang hinchi chenpu gomba nam munchung yi sheris. Janshu senpi gyu ji sherif ta tingin zin tang Mene jewe yixi chuku tobi juyin tesi. Ta tijeti mene be nyanganin deba tobi. Ene ta jusu chagi yorisani ta peji anima xie songwa. Yanyu logo songwa.
Nazo
nge di yafu chan chikom songwa. Nge yafu songwa. Oh, ye, ye. Tangi yanyu xie guwa, chunyi Namsha ngāvate dhenpa saṅgacī varvā, dhenpa saṅgacī tyōn karise na cawatil tese jācū chē jīn pāme tī isa, yuantēn rinche mizē nē isa. Yeme yuantēn tāntēnpi ngō nīshir māme jīns. Ota tī yindu tyōn tēla tishī chēpi nhīmbu tī yu yuantēn pātu mebata dhenpa rī, Pena rumbu chee tan dewe yonten tamche kan yongwe ne chi rei se ne. Ti je ne pe la gyazu chenpo yin se son. Yangju te chwe chen se ta ju yonten ten tenpo she tsarwa. Debi yonten ten tenpo yin te yer mebi yonten yongwe gyu tan de shen denbi ngo nyi inbi che re se. Ote ta gyu tan yonten nyi ki debi ten tenpo che son wa. Ko nga zi namsha nga wa denpa singa chega yorwa. Ta ina ti o nima peja ni xe ngudu. Tanda cho yu yonten patu meba denpa tang, jibi yonten denpa ni xe daya.
So it says, this, the Buddha nature, which is the Tathagata Garbha, is said to be a source of unceasing qualities. It's a source of unceasing qualities, and so for so therefore, it is analogous to the analogous to the oceans. It says, ocean it's again a source of unceasing jewels and the qualities, it says. And similarly, the Tathagata Garbha is said to be the source of unceasing wholesome qualities. And so it says then its quality is said to be not only it's unceasing, but it is infinite and unfathomable quality. It is unfathomable quality, the source of unfathomable quality. With regard to its cause, it is a source of unfathomable qualities of the Buddha. And also with regard to its result, it's also said to be infinite qualities of achievement of the infinite quality of the enlightenment. So therefore, it is briefly it is talking about how excellent cause it is, which actually give rise to infinite result, and then also would give rise to the infinite result, and as a result which is again infinite the enlightened qualities, infinite enlightened qualities, unfathomable enlightened qualities.
Yeah, dibi yun de densu la ta ju lama le timi ne la ngun shi tang she so che tuan ni timi mebi ne tiji shi bi nyingbu te ne dibi yun de chabar chen tang dambu yin de te la te ne zunzu ji ngun shi ngumbar shi wa tang la yin na wi ngun shi tang jansim shi bi ngun shi ngun ji ne jesu tang bi ngun shi chimpo wa tang ji wa ngombar shibi ngonshi ngatang. Lubar ji trima pambi ta sase ji ngonshi isene ngonshi chuk. Ene telatene ta rangajula ji ingu yore sa ya.
So it is through this source which we talked about, the cause of itself, of the being the Tathagata, Garbha itself is being the source of all the infinite quality. So here now, in infinite quality, we are talking about the qualities. So it's through this one achieves the quality of what is known as the miracle clairvoyance and divine clairvoyance ear consciousness and then clairvoyance of reading the mind of others, Shansi Shibin Wenxi, and the clairvoyance of previous deeds, it says, and clairvoyance of one's future life, and clairvoyance achieved through elimination of adventitious stains.
Yeah. Marmig nawa tang chun sombare se ngunshi tambu ngabuti marmig nawa se di wurwa ta marmig nawa ta chun somba yendi ngumbri shiba teda ki tomba se di rani la chu tongi tomba che tro che dusha nam yur kana neba la soba ngonsum tu nawa tang se rani la chu tongi tomba che chu tro che anything my ink dusha to yur kawa kawa ne de yobati mon shi te gen tongu yore te thwa yin za ngombar ngonsum de nawa ta ji de ji kam kun du tam bi chue tön bi da thara tham che lai na yu mon shi to yong yin za de le de nen ji de ji kam na san ji chu kawa sung gu yona ti da thara tham che ngonsum de nawa se am cho le be silently teacher da kwende mogo chen ko ko yong ge sar wa o te ji jian sem ji bi mo shi te ge jian ji sem cha so ji nyo mo ba da ji da ma ji la so ba ne le ba da de de je te de ti du bi tab la ene mon sum de tab kar gu gun do wa ko sem kan di ji ren do wa ene jian sem ji bi mo shi te ge ko sem ji ba yin zai kola kandishen na renban duwa tanga ganga tongyongu desu, nangwanta. Zhenji tserib ngama nam tayiwa ngonsumdu tongwane tongba tangase. Ngonji ne jesu chambi shiba ngonshi tegi tsere ngama namsu, ene kawa kawa kiyo wada tsu kanga tongu yoran, tongba naji kwe, ene xie na xie tuku yorwa, duja la soba, ene kanda kanda ndiwa yoba, yoy me la soba, onsum tu nawe, tetare neba tangasa. Oh, Kandu Juba, ah, one sum to now a chevy, sheres, Mokitamunga with Chaya, ten second.
So the five, ever five, you know, the clairvoyants are analogous to the lights of the butter lamp, it says. It's analogous to the light of butter lamp because when you have the light of butter lamp and you whatever that actually exists nearby this butter lamp, the light of the butter lamp can be seen directly without, you know, involvement of any mediations. So you can act accurately, you can see it. In the same manner, it says, having achieved this clairvoyance of the divine clairvoyance of the ear consciousness, it said, you're able to. So the first, having achieved this, the clairvoyance of the miracle clairvoyance. So this again, whenever you receive the teachings from your teacher, one can actually, you know, sees the teachings or the teacher, you know, directly, and then understand the teachings directly, without any, you know, understanding is not based upon the imagination, but rather one understand intuitively, and then also one will able to understand the have a proper understanding of how one's companions or the individual who are with you to receiving the teachings and what kind of understanding they have that you're able to understand this. And so how much the understanding they have with regard to that teachings that given by the teacher. And this is what you will have this by means of the achieving the first clairvoyance. And the next is by means of achieving the next clairvoyance, which is the divine ear clairvoyance of divine ear clairvoyance. And so wherever the Buddha may teach, give the teachings in a different world system, and one will able to receive the teachings, one will able to hear the teachings, all the subtleties. Without exceptions, one will able to hear those teachings very vividly. And then it says, the third, as a result of achieving the third, you know, clairvoyance, then, third clairvoyance, then one understands the dispositions of the other individuals, which is the clairvoyance of understanding the mind of others. And one understand other beings, such as the intensity of their attachment, aversion, and so on and so forth. It is based on understanding of their attachment and aversion, the intensity of their attachment and aversion, one can then find a skillful means to overcome those, individuals' attachments and aversion and so on. And having achieved this, the fourth, you know, clairvoyance, then one will able to reflect upon one's previous life, wherever the previous life that one may have taken in, whatever the form that one may have taken within one's previous life and so on. And then the fifth one, then one will be able to see one's own future life.
Yeah. Tangi lényóng jí wáng gí jí wé tá rúmí bájá tá jí wá tám jí xí xí pú xí má lú sík bí mé sú má tá tí yín sá rí, ó má jí wé ná lá. Ó tí jí sík bár jí bí tá tú gí yí yín tá má mí gí chó tá chó tóng bá rí sá yá. Yá. Á, chó ká rí lá sóng. Á lí ngé chó xí yá gó tám dí wá. Rewa, ngombar shibi, rewa, ngonshi nga wende rewa, ngonshi nga wende rende. Sutra
ngonshi ichi, tangbo.
Tangbo tela, dhundru ju ngonshi ichi.
Tenlai nawe ngonshi.
Tenlai nawe ngonshi. Ya, dhundru ju ngonshi, tenlai nawe ngonshi. Ah. Oh, dhundru ju ngonshi tangbo tere. Kotebala chwe tonsa tomba da chwa da ganga ha konga di dhundru ju ngonshi re.
An
chwe shiya tsawe? Da dhundru ju ngonshi teke tene rangla chwe tomba da chwa da ane tsu ganga ha konga di dhundru ju ngonshi tere, kawa kawa yume. Tangwanshi tuba sase ke ngwanshi te mege tene marmege dhwe tang chun sompa re se. Karise na lenyun ki jiewa la soba, tang kowe jiewa la soba ta dhungi bacha ta jiewa tene puke puki maluba sikpa jiebe tatu ke yihi inba inza. Tela me tene marmege dhwe tang dhawa re se gandu.
So the sixth clairvoyance, which is clairvoyance achieved through elimination of the adventitious stains, right? So this is again analogous to the warmth of the butter lamp. It says warmth of the butter lamp because this actually the burns away the rebirth that is derived from karma and delusions, and it can burn away this and then also it is the source that actually burn away all those the two obscurations with their imprints. In other words, it is known as the ultimate wisdom that burns away of one's own life derived from karma and delusions, and that burns away the two obscurations with their imprints.
Yeah. That the dhumi sabar pambe pamba tene mame jin do da chön som bare se te kani re se na nyomo be dhuba malu ba pambe dhima meba che dhima meba Shishi dhruva sabar pambi nambar taba. Dhruva nyibu te semji rangshin la mashupi lubarwa yinbi chani vasa vasani. Dhruva meba nambar taba vasa vasati yini pigi dhruvni pachata chibi ngodhen tila. Tati chusum gunti shekidu ya.
So then it is a profoundly abandoned negativities, a profoundly abandoned what we call afflictions. Afflictions is an analogous to the radiant of the butter lamp. So here this one is again referring to the cessation or cessation of all the afflictions, and it is said to be a stainless and perfectly cleansed and luminous.
呀，他说那那么叫主吧，主被顿些吧，那是就那么的，叔叔肩膀早上起些种，对呢。如果希望呢，这些你得叔叔叫我当，老板爸爸当，然后到不做呗，上级那么些点数啦，那边钱呢，俺那点击就不当是，俺那叔叔机会就来呀，俺那别个这些人有点的，俺爸爸那边就来，这些人有，然后到不做呗，上级突就来，要不然咋？这些你可能的几个的，我以为是要买的电器钱的嘛，人家刚才送过就能就够要的是。然后呢，这些年了，我有个呢，门道位也我买讲，电器过呢送的七万呢，肉都七万九八是，电器过呢九八，肉都七万九八是，咱九路听的现实嘞。我听的讲呢，要的是，这可能你就东莞送的日本特产品，重点的是。甚至他们这些就了，因为宁波芝麻汤，因为甚至这些你要把送把呢，工把的鸡巴也得是，但是嘛做不起来，我说底下讲这个事儿，阿里全是大半的现在这个事儿，酒吧是得了电，我们这送过呢电器酒吧。然后因为过年刚才送就过了吧，因为今年就穷个紧，可能跟我可能了，这些年了因为是要买了。
So then it says, with regard to the engagement, it says, so here referring engagement, here referring to again this the jinny, which is suchness itself, you know, referring to the tathagata itself. So this is again, you know, abides within the three individuals. One is abides within the you know, ordinary beings, Arya beings, and enlightened beings. So those are the three bases, three bases of this suchness, different three bases of this, three different bases of this suchness, or the Buddha nature. And so, so it says, and again, when there are difference with regard to its basis, there are different with regard to its basis, which is three different individuals, such as you know, ordinary beings, Arya beings, and completely enlightened beings. And when you look at this, of course, there are a great difference among those three beings, which is the basis of this Tathagata Garbha. And however, well, with regard to the nature itself, Buddha nature itself, and there's no slightest difference, regardless of the difference of the basis. But when it comes to the nature itself, there's no difference.
Yeah. Tannamja Dumba, Nekab Tsam Tatebe Rabdu Yewa, Shiva ni jula mali, mata mata tava tang she so sung, tun ni nga shibi ngoy tun tang, yuy tun tang, jibi tun tang, leji tun tang, denbi tun tang, jubi tun ti, number two ki, ten la pebi, tun tingi, nekab nga shi rimji, mi sum tu ta ni, tenba yin ti, se tati, 到了呀，俺就 dōn chūku kōni tāngi pē shiāngan kē tēshī nye tē nē kēp ngā shī kōni tā rīmbā yō bā tōne mīn sūm dō tā nē tēmbā yēn tē nyō mō pē sābōn chōng zē tsam yā mā tā bā tā nyō mō pā tam chē mā tā kiā kūn tā jī sābōn lā sō bā pāng bā jirik bā tā bā tā nyō mō pā tā hī shī Driba Malupa Pambi, Shundan number Tabi, Nekab Sumla, Kurum Jindu, Sosuji with Sumjengi, come down. Jansen Pabi, come down. Devil Sheba, Sheso, Joba Yimbi Sherry. They are Nekab Tambu, that Pacha Tennessee can give Sarah. Any Namja Dumbati, Nekab Jigun, Tateva said, Tennessee second to ya.
So, so here again, we talked about three different individuals, who serve as a basis, you know, for the Buddha nature or the Tathagata Garbha, and again, those are again, you know, there's a great significance of, you know. Each of individuals, why those are set first, you know, the basis we set first, it is, ordinary beings, and then next is Arya beings, and then finally is enlightened beings. It's because it is based upon the elimination of their, you know, the sequence of the elimination of their afflictions, it says. Because the first we set up the individual, which is the ordinary beings, who have not actually abandoned, afflictions, mental afflictions, delusions. Those beings serving, you know, again, it is they are also entitled to serve as a basis for having the Buddha nature within them. And then the next, which is we talked of the Arya beings, and Arya beings, although such Arya beings who have not eliminated the entire delusions with their imprints, but they do eliminate it, what we call the delusions of imputations have been eliminated. So then this is referring to the Arya beings who have not completely abandoned. And then the third one is complete enlightenments who have totally, you know, abandoned this both obscuration to liberation and obscuration to omniscience with their imprints. So those are all, the sequence, the proper sequence of how the individual, transcend from one state to another.
Ya, tanga tu teri te xia gu mando, ne kama nishu ji la xia, ne jiwa kashi ti na.
So, we'll take questions and answers. So, there's 20 more minutes. Okay. Joyce.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
In Yuko Mizawe Rajin Himalaya Chik Tawa Tawaris, the dear Logda Chil Sharwala. That this Logda is Sungre, teach any Tanganzuya Namje, ti kante yin na sa ta ti yang ko tsangma so ya ko yang ti ya lokda de pa to ya le ya tap shi chik song song yin ne dang an zu chik chik ta do ji ter be yin ne sa ga ge ni ching yam len che ge chik de bu yong da shi kum ge de de che de za ne de le ya su se su bu de yam chik mi sa re sam de ne ma de ge ta bi ta ti ken de re shi kan de sang ko yin na sa wo yin de se do
那他的问题说我们刚才去讲到说在五蕴的时候那尤其讲说那对此五蕴的就是说认知上已颠倒的认知更做对峙的认识的时候有提到说对于苦地的四法苦空无我那苦尽那对此的话就说执认为安乐 执认为我执认为清净等那对此的话我们在修习中就说在修习密法等等的时候那我们有句修说是清净果那是修四清净果的时候那是把自身等等去观想本尊身等等那以及说在我们修苦地的时候把身观里说无常以及苦不净等那是我跟他们
相抵触就说觉得说在修密法的时候是我说比较恰当是我比较适合那是一次呀当他第一到了现在的他因为三千年的你蓬勃因为他通过电波第一期的第一恰巧了那他通过东方大美一些呢他得了他让你写英国人那样然后写呢 Ti dōshō ti mātāpa lā tāpa rā dāmbā. Ani dungā wā lā dēwa rā dāmbā, mātā wā lā tāpa rā dāmbā. Wātā tāng ti tātā shīwa ti shēngyū sūnchōngwī. Mīkwa chīgā, mīkwa dūdān lā mīni ti dāngā ngō sūngā dāngā ngā shīwa chīgā rāngyū lā jīyā ni. Ani pīgī dōshō jīwō tī tā pā tē gu yō, pāng gu yō rī. Tē yīmbā yīnsā ngā dzū tē jī tī lā tā yīnī rī kī jīb jē chī. Tāng tī tā tā yīn tī mīn tī mbā tī yīnī rī lā jīb jē kī tī mā chē. Mā tā dō ngā tōng wā tā mē jī tō bī lō tī 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 kī jīb jē kī tī mā jīwō tī pā tā jē chī yīnī pāng nī jē nī mā shē yīn wā rī wā.
We talked about the mistaken thought, right? The erroneous thought with regard to one's aggregate, one's pungpo, which is one's physical aggregates. By perceiving one's aggregate as a permanent, pure, position true self, and happiness or the blissful in having a blessed is a blessed the nature of blissful. So all of this are actually said to be in this particular context said to be obstacles that obstruct us from cleansing one's nature. Okay, the Buddha nature you're referring to. It's become an obstacle. So therefore, first we identify those four mistaken thoughts with regard to one's aggregate, and then try to reverse that. Instead of looking at that as a permanent, while one's perceived as an impermanent, and selflessness, and impure, and the nature of suffering. So this is how you look at. So it is through then understanding of those four, then cultivating a correct thought with regard to this aggregate, four different correct thoughts with regard to the same. And although these two different mental states are apprehending one object, which is aggregate, which is one's own physical aggregate, but the way in which they grasp onto it, it's totally different. The one looked at in a pure, permanent, and self, and one look at it. But their mode of apprehension, you know, their object of apprehension is totally opposed to each other. So as you cultivate the right thoughts, then that extinguishes the you know, wrong thoughts, which will then clearing away the obstructions to cleansing of one's nature, Buddha nature. This is in this particular context.
답이 꾸용오래 샤네 근데 배워 만진스 뜻다가서 배워도 지레선 땡겨 말에 예담 때때 무인 냠베 나제다 세나장네 공부오래 생원두 근데 그게 내 답을 자리가 르 답을 하이 르 논주 답을 두세원두 되게 건강을 답을 자리인 거요래 마답엔 아 담에는 당신 뜻이 봐 자네 답이 오래 때는 공부오래 와 Debil nam chere wa. Ya.
So, speaking of one's own, this ordinary physical aggregate, it is impure in two things. First, its substantial cause itself is impure, which is the, you know, the cause of one's aggregate is actually derived from a drop of one's father and mother, which is impure. And then also, with regard to one's, the nature of this this aggregate, again, you know, this ordinary aggregate, it is impure, which is composed of blood, you know, flesh, and the bones. So which, in you know, it is, this is the fact. So being the cause itself, cause is impure, and the nature of it, nature of this aggregate itself is impure. And if when one look at this as a pure, then that is a that is, we're not really one's perception is not in a corresponding to the reality. So, and whereas the other perceptions that perceives those as an impure and impermanent and so on, then this become unmistaken thoughts or you know, or perceptions, because it actually perceives the reality with regard to its nature and with regard to its cause and so on. So, so therefore, this is how we need to first, you know, of all, to overcome the mistaken thoughts, because those mistaken thoughts are really act as the obstacles for cleansing one's, you know, Buddha nature. So this is, you know, the explanation regarding with this particular context. And then, so in speaking of Mantrayana or the Vajrayana practice, and that's a different, because here, again, in the four mindfulness set, it says within the blissful selection mention of the feelings, aggregate and so on, and there exists a deity, a meditational deity, with the inseparable from three bodies, or three kayas, right? And here again, what it really suggests here is we are not really, when we are engaging in divine, practice of the, generating oneself into the divine being, we're not, just practicing generating oneself into the divine being without purifying this one's physical aggregates, right? So first, we intensively meditate upon the purifications of one's physical aggregate into the emptiness, right? So within the, state of this emptiness, one then, arises oneself into divine beings. And then the very generation of the divine being, the divine body, is not actually generated out of this gross physical aggregate, but it is out of realization of emptiness, that wisdom itself. It's a play of wisdom that we talked. And so therefore, then this is how we visualize all those environments as the celestial mansions, and one's body generates into the deity, and then resources into pure resources, having been purified into the emptiness, and then activities. That's called the pure activities. And this is actually a practice of taking the resultant path, the practice of resultant path.
Yeah. Then, who? Yes. Do come in.
种性跟本心跟真心的区别。没有种性跟本心跟真心。 真心是哪一个真实的真？哎，对。哎，好。明天的莫吉古哲，你就古些了，等到你啊，我做完的底薪小费，人事些了，等到啊，你嗯嗯，这里生些了，等三五年些了，古都跳不下来的噻。啊，底薪小费，人事些，境界。底薪小费，人事些，啊，你啊做呃，这位生。
So what's the difference between the Buddha nature or Tathagata Garbha, Dzogchen Shakyamuni, and then the Dzogchen or the Dzogchen, which is the root mind or the principal mind, I could say, and then actual mind. So what's the difference between those among those three?
Yeah. That is, so some say that so some true jari. Make a number she one, he did number he was number he two, but tell it to some say yore. Tell it to some say go cards and a caller called Saint John Mambu yore. Any that thing is in the Tamba the Sheridan, any Dumba Mubat the singing zone. In the same job, Mambu Yoru, what things are called two things are criminal to some serry. Same kind of to some regular, same job to the same river, read to some marry. Did Tambu teach it to some chair. Then it goes up.
Simonis.
Ganga Simonis. Then somebody can go.
This is a very.
That ginger jirigla sem jingu yor mato, ranjin nirigla sem yor mare, sem getting a tony in the jaguar, what did it? Chabri chimbu yor, yeah.
So, the first, let's talk about the principal mind or the root mind, you could say. So, there are six root minds or the principal mind starting from eye consciousness to the mental consciousness, and those are so called, principal mind because. This sixth mind has an entourage of mental factors. They have a lot of different mental factors as their entourage, and such as mindfulness, wisdom, samadhi, and so on and so forth. There are different types of entourage they have, and so the actual mind, we could say, all. even those mental factors are said to be a mind, but they are not said to a principal mind. That's the difference. So long as this is mind, then this is the actual mind. You know, this is all of those entourage. I mean, the mental factors, mind, the principal minds, and are all actual mind. There's no, you know, the difference is only mental factor and the principal minds. So those, and then the next third question, which is the Buddha nature. So and here again, Buddha nature itself is there's no such entity of mind can be a Buddha nature. Yeah, there is a mind that can be developable Buddha nature. There's a one, you know, aspect of the mind is exist. But so long as actual Buddha nature is concerned, then it is uncompounded phenomena. So it cannot be a mind. It's totally different. It's a form of emptiness.
Yeah, number Tene semji sama chu, tene nyomobi sama chuk sengendo, gewe tene semla kola semjong chuk chik chene. Tige de yahuji ngihiba yena, ane semga namja yahuji gire. Tate lorik ta tumna, lorik ta gore. Yinji mini lorik ta gore. Yeah.
So it's a one thing, it's a good question because the Tsosem, we talked about the principal mind, which is again very important to understand because there are six principal minds. And 51 mental factors. So, and we need to again know each of those. You know, it's to understand the divisions of those mind and functions of those mind, and then differentiation between the principal mind and the mental factor. So if to have a proper understanding, it is good to study Lorik, some mind or awareness, the text mind and awareness.
まず、どんでしやで、ニョムバマンチェで、セムジョンチャンジャルワ。ギョシエで、ニジェで、ジャンバセトゾ、カンガ、セムジョンルワ。た、ジャンジョク、セムジェネ、ゾソムシャーヨングヨレ。
So it is extremely important to understand the divisions of those mind and then functions of those mind, such as principle and then the mental factors, the 51 mental factors. So we talked of all those different kinds of afflictions. Mental afflictions are all mental factor, and then also we talked about the virtues. Mind, virtuous mind, are all mental factor. So now we need to know, it's very important to know, understand this. And then, so long as the principal mind itself is concerned, the mind is something that can abide there. And, when the mind is not affected by the mental factor, it will always remain there. It's immovable, it says. And because when the mind is again influenced by the mental factor of afflictions, then your mind will again afflict it, become. And if it is again influenced by the virtuous mental factor, then it is afflicted. And mental factor, then your mind itself become a virtuous mind. And then if it is none of two, then your mind remains in the unpacified state.
Okay, one last one. Okay.
我看过这么一句话说，三乘一切的功德皆指观之果。那我也经常在复习，就是思维佛法一些种种的问题。可是经常在静坐的时候呢，碰到问题，像昨天我问过，就是关于沉默调觉问题。那我曾经找过上面答案，但是效果一直不是很好。 就想师父开示一下，是不是有什么正对治的方法，对于这个沉默调伏的现象，在静坐时候经常会发生？
今天开始我讲，你可不可以这样子来？啊，
So, the question is, according to the practice of the development of calm abiding, the mental tranquil abiding, and the spatial insight or the vipassana. So it says, according to this, all those virtuous qualities are said to be a result of the practice of calm abiding and spatial insight. And so therefore, I myself, you know, extensively, you know, try my best to engage in the meditation on this calm abiding and then spatial insight. And so, however, when I am engaging in this practice, and there's always obstacle arises, which is the mental excitement, and then dullness. It's always that mental laxity is always there. So, and so I would like to ask Kenji Rinpoche to, you know, give elaborate little bit about how, what kind of skillful means to overcome those excitement and the mental laxity when we were engaging in the practice of calm abiding and spatial insight.
Yeah, that's in the shiva lata dozu yinra mungo gurwa. Kasi nganzu janjigu sem dandene, tichen gen tumu mayimbi shini di janjigu sem gomni shini duya teri. Junju levi jeba tini ma lo tumne yaku shira yore. Yinna tanda nyemu shiyan di nyeba nga bun duchi jeye sene, shini duya la nyeba nga yore, ti nyembu duchi jeye yore se. Nibang abuti nani tambuti lelo tiresi, lelo tukshu tiresi. Lelo tukshu tiinza lelo nimbo li shishibari. Ne tang tela ne batan gyutan jibi nitu osi. Ne sati shini dumduk ndumba shukchabu shivu shingu goresi. Ndumba shukchabu shivu ina tela nebi zundu yungu yoresi. Ene zundu tibi shukchabu jitte. Tendi dumba tabu yungaya ge gyu tele teba gugu yores. Ranga duya ge shine tele be teji dube teba yaku chene, teba tege dumba te chan yungore, dumba tege tsundu chan yungore, tsundu tsumaya la shine ge yonden te tong gores. Lusam khinchen ge dewe pege ta yonden te sun tong gores. Ti inza ta koran ge mikten Shinei gom dedi, kum mikten karja goyen nge hamuko. Eni ti yulama ta nyeba riri, nyembu riri shevar vaya. Tambu ali lelu nyembu ti zavzav che gores, ti jivu ti lelu nyembu resi, ya.
So, actually, you know, with regard to the explanation of this developing calm abiding, and there are a very, you know, long explanations, and there are also many different stages, the mental stages that one need to maintain or at accomplished. So however, if we reflect one's mind upon the uncommon practice of the Mahayana, which is meditation on the bodhicitta, one can achieve calm abiding. So with this regard, if you can read the books on the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, the chapter 8. So then there is a you know, specific explanation of how one can, you know, develop calm abiding by means of engaging the meditation on bodhicitta. So, however, you know, to To practice calm abiding, you know, there are obstacles that one need to identify. And then there are an antidote to those obstacles one need to understand. And the first obstacle to, you know, practicing the calm abiding is the lelo, which is the laziness. The first and foremost obstacle is the laziness. And so for that, you know, there are four specific antidotes need to be applied. And out of the four, again, the first comes the faith. One need to have a faith. And it is through the genuine faith of one's, you know, practice of developing this, you know, calm abiding, then this will proceed to, this will again derive, this will give rise to the dumbha, which is aspiration, to practice, aspiration. And as a result of cultivation of this aspiration, one then be able to achieve, one then able to generate tsundu, which is the perseverance, which will then give, finally, one need to understand the qualities of these qualities, or the qualities and the benefits of this development of this calm abiding, and try to understand the, you know, what you call the the pliancy, the mental and physical pliancy achieved as a result of, you know, achieving this, you know, developing this calm abiding, or the shamatha. So, however, I'm not very sure what kind of object that you are really taking when you are actually meditating on this calm abiding.
Yeah, ta lelo, she says the lelo tane danga de je dang cheng dang go ba dang. Nimi che dang du che de ta nibang gan de to, ta nibang ga wen ne du shu de lelo chi ti ju de danga je ba se. Danga je ba se de mi den ge yin ba chu mi den ge gu mu yin se mi den de ba ji de ni te gong lu xie ba de wa. Te gong lu xie ja ba te pu ge mi ba de jian de du danga je ba se de. Tene lamsan de miwa jeba taga lamsan tenbi hijin ki jera jene pege danga mi ten mashir kong lenji tumne yagare hijin yagati jitu gare hijin rin jene parche mi ten shor duka matu jitu mare hijin duka tega mi ten shor sem chilo ancham san mato ene tenba lenji tukuyo mare te du mi ten jeba te lamsan tenbi yangju tikan la basha goro re ti ta dangwa jeba singe di nyimbu ti tramba tiwe. Ta jingwa da guba nyimbu ti nyeba jigli tiya li. Jingwa singe di yungdu mipa sivu rama mebandu uche ni ma semgu ngarcha to cha yungguri. Tidu yang hi jingi tramba liba lenche ni o jiwa yungdu uche yungdu da cho trumzi che se ni. Ini trambi yang ju trumzi che wa yina jingwa kaga yo li. Guba yungdo jene, sem chilo wa cham dodo jene dune, yang hi jenge peke jara jene, o guba yungdo jene duda se ne, tenpa len jene yang, tez ma, sem ma toz ma, pam ma uji wa yina, sem ya zin sheran toso na, yane guba jene yore, tez ma, pam ma jene yina, yang gubi nyeba yungu yo amare. Tati, Nyambu tila xi xin xia guguduwa. Guba da jiwa nika yungu yuwa me jine, nyambu ntumi jiwa nyewa yinza, nyambu ntu jine, jiwa yungu duwa, guba yungu duwa teni, tenma lenji gugu yore. Ta, ini jiwa da guba kaya yungu meba jine, mingu tan sebu jine pyoge ne dega yuwa na, ta ntu jiba te nyewa rendu wale, teni, Hijin ke jara ma jie jie, sem ting ting ting, jie ba xia gu gu yore. O tini jien ta, nipa nga dan du chi jie se tere, ya.
So the first obstacle is laziness, and then second is the forgetting instruction, this is. The forgetting instruction here referring to, again, particularly referring to the object, the chosen for one's meditation, object of one's meditation. And so again, if, you know, we are unable to again focus one's mind on one's object, chosen object, then one need to again apply mindfulness that can, you know, again, remembers the object that you have chosen for your meditations. So therefore, the mental introspection is the one that actually sent the message to the mindfulness to, you know, to bring back the object of one's meditations. So, speaking of this mental introspection, there are of three different qualities. One is, one, you know, the best quality of this, you know, mental introspection is before you actually, you know, forget your object of your meditation, it's about to, in other words, it's about to, you know, forget your object of meditation, then when you are able to send a message to the mindfulness by saying you're now almost, you're just, you know, forgetting your thing, and you have to bring back this object, your object of meditations. And then another type of, the second type quality of the mental introspection is, so you're just forgotten of this introspection, and as soon as you forgot, then you are just, you know, giving, you know, again, it is giving a message to the mindfulness to bring back its object of meditations. The least mental introspection, the you know, the last one is, you have already forgotten your object of your meditation, and your mind is totally again wandering all over, and then you realized, and your introspection is just sending a message to the mindfulness to bring back this object of meditations. So there are three types. And then jingui, which is again mental excitement, and then excitement and then laxities are together. So here again here for those two, again, you know, application of mental introspection is very important here. And if your, you know, if your meditation is really sinking and really in an influenced by this mental laxity, then again you need this mental introspection, this alertness of mental, it should be always vigilant and send a message to your thinking. You know, you must, you know, come out of that, and then you you try to, you know, get back and make one's meditation active. And then again, if your mind is too, you know, active and it's overpowered by the excitements, then again introspection is very important. Your introspection, one must still introspection must still send a message to this to the mindfulness by saying there's too much excitement going on, so this, you must lessen the, you know, intensity of the activity of your mind. So then try to, you know, lessen that. So in other words, you could say the over application of antidotes and under application of antidotes. So that needs to be maintained. So those are, you know, again, five main obstacles for developing calm abiding. So the detailed explanation that you could find in the Lamrim at the Shinye section or the Calm Abiding section, where it speaks of, you know, the nine methods of mental state, and nine methods, and then 10 powers. So if you read the Lamrim text, then you will find all this. So again, the calm abiding the practice the mention in the Lamrim is a common practice of karma abiding. And then, you know, according to your questions that you talked about, and all those the virtues, you know, the virtue is the result of one's development of karma abiding and special insight. And I think it is you're referring to the uncommon practice of developing karma abiding. So this uncommon practice of you know developing karma abiding is explained in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life.
Okay, Saji Puji Shuji Metodam Namda Shin La Jiva Bara Jiva Kanri Rave Kuvye Shingam De Penda De Waman Shere Se Wan Tin Tin Ja Su Ye Shabe Sin De Tin Ju Ro Ji Ye Dhamma Guru Rana Mande La Niya Daya Me Chanyi